You're listening to SBS News.
In a sign of increased anxiety felt by some Australians, Woolworths and Coles says it's reintroducing purchase limits on toilet paper and paper towels nationwide after a resurgence in sales in parts of New South Wales and Victoria. Research by the University of New South Wales found in early March, panic buying of toilet paper in Australia was 4 to 5 times higher than countries like the UK and Italy, who were worse hit by COVID-19. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says it's disappointing to see panic buying return.
Stop it, it's ridiculous. The outbreak doesn't mean there's a problem. The response to that outbreak is strong, which means that Australians can have confidence. Of course, there are going to be challenges, but we're on top of it, and we will continue to work together to stay on top of it. As a result, there is no need for the anxiety that would lead to that type of behaviour.
Mr Morrison says state and territory leaders at Friday's National Cabinet meeting agreed to stick to the timetable on lifting restrictions. Border reopenings remains a sensitive issue, but Mr Morrison says he's confident a solution can be found so that the July 1st date is still on track.
And so to have those sort of broad brush type restrictions really, I don't think, makes an enormous amount of sense. And so this is part, I think, of a more tailored, more localised response to outbreaks. Of course, people shouldn't be going out of those areas, and nor should people be going into those areas. That's how you manage an outbreak.
Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy says cooperation between the federal and state and territory leaders is something to be praised.
We remain on track with our reopening and we remain prepared to respond to outbreaks as and when they occur. Every member of the Federation of Australia has responded well. One of the great legacies of this outbreak is how our Federation has worked well.
A further easing in restrictions was announced, including a roadmap for the reopening of entertainment venues and the relaxation of the 4 square metre rule for smaller business premises to 2 square metres. Mr Morrison says the change is at the discretion of the states to implement, but will improve the economic viability of smaller businesses.
Smaller premises will be determined by the jurisdiction, but as a rule of thumb, that's around about 100 square metres. So that means for much smaller premises that would have otherwise been trying to stick to a 4 square metre rule arrangement, this just gives a bit more room for them to be taking more patrons. Tasmania and in Western Australia, they've already moved to that 2 square metre arrangement, and so other states will be free to consider that.
Mr Morrison says he's heard the call from the arts and the aviation industries for the federal government's JobKeeper wage subsidy scheme to be extended beyond the September end date. But he says the details of what comes next is still being finalised.
And these are considerations that the government is still working through. But as I've assured, whether it be Qantas or those in the entertainment sector or the tourism hospitality sector or regions like North Queensland, we get it. We understand that they are going to be hurting more for longer than other parts of the economy.
Michael Caine, National Secretary of the Transport Workers Union, says targeted aid for the sector is urgently needed.
The federal government needs to bring forward its review of the JobKeeper system and make it clear that it is going to put in place an appropriate package in aviation. In aviation, there are thousands of workers who are missing out on JobKeeper just because of a quirk of the system. Those workers need to have the certainty of JobKeeper. We need Aviation Keeper for the aviation sector.
In Victoria, the COVID-19 clusters in Melbourne have grown. Of the 30 new cases, 7 are linked to known outbreaks and 5 have been detected in hotel quarantine. Hundreds of Australian Defence Force medical staff are set to arrive over the weekend to assist Victoria with its 10-day testing blitz. Victorian Deputy Chief Health Officer Annalise van Diemen says most residents have responded positively to the first day of the blitz in Melbourne's coronavirus hotspots.
We've had a lot of people knocking on doors and speaking to people individually. We've had a lot of people having tests done at the whole range of testing sites that have been stood up in these areas. So it has been positive, and we really hope that that message continues to get out, both in terms of getting tested, but also in terms of the refocus of behaviour change that we really need the general public to take on board.
She says about 30% of returned international travellers are not agreeing to be tested.
At the moment, there isn't a requirement that they must undertake testing. Everybody is offered testing on multiple occasions throughout their stay, and we have, you know, very good uptake of that. And we do tests on more occasions than most of the other jurisdictions.
Other state and territory leaders are grappling with when and under what conditions to reopen borders, given Victoria's spike in community transmission. Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner says from the 17th of July, travellers to the territory will have to self-isolate for 14 days at their own expense.
This new rule applies in 3 weeks' time for anyone who lives in any hotspot in any part of our country. This way we are ready and we do not make ourselves vulnerable to anyone unsafe living anywhere. We've had a hotspot before at the top of WA. You know that has always worried me. By stopping the people that need to be stopped, by targeting suburbs, not states, we keep the territory safe while keeping the territory free.
New arrivals will also need to declare if they have been to a COVID-19 hotspot area, and those who provide false information on an arrival card could face 3 years in prison. Those travelling across the border from that date will be monitored through an app currently used in Western Australia, which replaces the current Tasmanian arrivals form. The state's Premier, Peter Gutwin, says the next 4 weeks will allow authorities to better assess the risk, particularly from Victoria.
If we were opening up tomorrow, we would not be opening up our borders with Victoria tomorrow. And in terms of our broader border position, I want to make this perfectly clear. I don't care who is calling for it, whether it be a lobby group, whether it be the Prime Minister. If the public health advice is that we should maintain our restrictions, then we will maintain our restrictions.
New South Wales is keeping its border open with Victoria, but the state's Deputy Chief Health Officer, Dr. Jeremy McNulty, says residents are being urged to avoid travel to Melbourne's COVID-19 hotspots.
In line with national advice, New South Wales Health strongly discourages travel to and from areas of Melbourne with COVID outbreaks until community transmission has been controlled. Anyone who returns from the Melbourne hotspots, including New South Wales residents, should not attend aged care facilities, hospitals or other settings with vulnerable people, and should avoid gatherings outside their immediate household for a period of 14 days.
It comes as the state recorded 6 new cases of the virus, 5 are in hotel quarantine. The 6th case involves a Year 7 student from Camden High School in Sydney Southwest who attended school all week. An additional COVID pop-up testing clinic has been set up at Camden Hospital to allow for walk-in testing over the weekend. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.